USA Radio News.
Joe Biden is pulling even further away from President Donald Trump in Pennsylvania, the state that may make him the 46th U.S. president, as he moves closer to the 270 electoral votes he needs to win. In the latest batch of results from the Keystone State, Biden expanded his lead to over 27,000, meaning the president's already thin hopes of catching up are fast dwindling. Trump cannot win a second term without Pennsylvania, and if Biden captures its 20 electoral votes, he cannot be stopped. And prior to the election, President Trump's campaign and Republican National Committee identified lawyers that would be in every state to represent them if need be. Now lawyers in those states are looking for enough evidence to build cases aiming to cast any doubt on the validity of the election outcome. This is USA Radio News.
The best companion a pillow has ever had. You've heard me talking about Mike Lindell's Giza Dreams bed sheets now for a couple of years. They're the perfect companion to the My Pillow, made with the world's best cotton called Giza, grown only in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. Its long staple cotton makes it ultra soft and breathable. And just like the My Pillow, there's a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Try it for yourself. Mike Lindell and I promise you'll sleep better, or you get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA. You'll get 2-for-1 pricing plus free shipping, but only by using my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the Giza Dream Sheets Special. And the promo code USA gets you up to 66% off the entire line of MyPillow products. Sleep better with the Giza Dreams bed sheets and save at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger told reporters on Friday that the state will likely head to a recount due to the small margin between former Vice President Joe Biden and President Trump. Biden pulled ahead in the state by a narrow margin of just over 1,000 votes as of Friday. He added this process will remain open and transparent to monitors. Americans are going to have to wait a little longer to find out who will control the U.S. Senate. Both Republicans and Democrats hold 48 seats each, with four races left to go. Two of those races are in Georgia. And NASA is taking steps now to make sure coverage of its moon mission is out of this world. The agency sent out a request to companies that can use new technologies, like 360-degree cameras and virtual reality. The search includes broadcaster studios, the aerospace industry, and nonprofits. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Donald Trump Jr. accused Republicans eyeing a 2024 White House bid of abandoning his father, throwing down a political marker with the GOP base that might be impossible for any contender to meet in the primary should President Trump run again. A tweet from Trump Jr. declaring a total lack of action from virtually all of the 2024 GOP hopefuls put aspiring Republican presidential contenders on notice, failing to support the president steadfastly in the effort would prove costly in the primary. In sports news, the Los Angeles Dodgers' Justin Turner will not be punished by the MLB for returning to the field to celebrate the team's World Series title after testing positive for COVID-19. In a statement, Turner apologized for leaving isolation and said his intention was never to make anyone uncomfortable or put anyone at risk. Len Barry, the original lead singer of the doo-wop group The Dovells, died. He was 78 years old. No cause of death was given by the group's Facebook page. Barry was the voice of the group's 1961 hit, The Bristol Stomp, and later earned a solo hit with 1-2-3 in 1965, which he co-wrote, earning a Grammy Award nomination for Contemporary Rock and Roll Male Vocal Performance. For USA Radio News, I'm Jim Taylor.